This daf is Vachim Dav Zayin, and we are 10 lines from the top of Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, the two dots, Itmar. So, the topic of today's daf is the same as has been the topic of all the dafin in the beginning of Masechtas Vachim, and that is the halach of Shaloi Vashma, specifically the first halach in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kol az Vachim, shenizbuchu Shaloi Vashman ksheirin, ela Shaloi alu lebayim l'shem chayva, chutz, and we've spoken out many times that despite the fact the Mishnah says that ideally the Kohen was supposed to have six kavanas of Lishma when he did one of the Dalet Avodas Adam, Shchita Kabbalah Hilach Hazrika. But when the Mishnah talks about it, Machshava Shaloi Lishma, it's talking specifically about two of those six kavanas, Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailam. Shinui Kodesh, a Kohen had in mind while he was bringing a Karban Oila that he was bringing a carbon shlomim. Rashi says, "Shenishchat oilo l'shleim shlomim." Shinui Bailin, a Kohen was bringing a carbon on behalf of Reuven, and he had in mind instead that he was bringing the carbon that Shimon should be the scoffer, not Reuven. That's Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailin, respectfully. The halacha is, Kol Azvachim, with the exception of Chatas and Pesach, if a Kohen does one of the Avodah Shaloi Lishma, the carbon is kosher. What does that mean? You could do Zrika, you could do Akhtara, you could eat the Basar. However, Lo Yolu Lubailin L'Shem Chayva, the Bala carbon has to bring another carbon. He can't fulfill whatever chi of carbon he had with the carbon that was Hukrav Shaloi Lishma. Pesach and Chatas are more chamer. Pesach and Chatas, the halacha is that Shaloi Lishma is going to be possible. Went through the Gemara's that discuss some of the Mekoiris and the Torah, how it is, you know, Bechlal is it the Lishma, and what's the Mekor to the idea of Kosher, Veloy Olu, Lebailam, Lishem Chayva. So those are things that the Gemara discussed already. Today, the Gemara is going to go into different Tziurim, a lot of interesting Gemaras, as it relates to the Halachas of Shaloi Lishma. Says the Gemara, Itmar, Toido, Sheshachto, Lishem, Toidas Chaveroi, a Koyein brought a carbon Toido. But instead of having in mind the Bala carbon, let's call him Reuven, he had in mind instead Shimon. Says the Gemara, Rabba, Amar Rabba says, Ksheira, the carbon's going to be kosher. Rav Chizda says, Psula, it's going to be possible. Now, at first glance, Toido, Sheshachto, L'shem, Toidas Chavero, sounds like Shinui Bailam. But Rashi clarifies, if we were discussing Shinui Bailam, there'd be no machloikis, Rabbi and Rav Chizda. A Toido, Shinui Bailam, we know the halacha in the Mishnah. Toido is included in Kol Azvachim, Shenizbechu, Shaloi L'shman, Ksherim, Elo Shaloi Olu, L'bailam, L'shem Chayvo. When we say Shaloi L'shman, the Mishnah means either Shinui Kodesh or Shinui Bailam. We know what Shinui Bailam is, we've spoken it out in the intro to the daf every single morning. So we would know the halacha. The halacha is it's going to be Kosh Shaloi Olu, L'bailam, L'shem Chayvo. We don't need a machloikis. The Machloikis HaMeirom is, because this case is a little bit different. The classic Shinui Bailam is where a Koyein is being Makriv Reuven's carbon. He knows he's being Makriv Reuven's carbon. He has in mind, B'shasta HaKrova, that he's being Makriv Reuven's carbon. But he says, I don't want it to be Oyla for Reuven, who's the real Bala carbon. I want it instead to be Oyla for Shimon. That's Shinui Bailam. He knows the carbon he's bringing. He has in mind the carbon that he's bringing. He just wants, and in his kavana, he has a machshava that instead of it being oila to the real bala carbon, Reuven, instead he wants it to be oila l'shem. That's not the case of this machloikis Rabban Rav Chizda. That's the classic case of Shinui Bailam. Rabban Rav Chizda, we're discussing where two people were mafresh a carbon. Reuven was mafresh a carbon toida, and Shimon was makriv a carbon toida. The Kohen was being makriv Reuven's toida, but he had in mind that he was being makriv Shimon's toida. So not he had in mind, it's a subtlety, that he's being makriv Reuven's toida for Shimon, but rather he had in mind that he was being makriv Shimon's toida, despite the fact that he was being makriv Reuven's toida. That's not a classic Shinui Bailam. Shinui Bailam is where you have in mind the right carbon. You just have in mind the wrong Bala carbon. Over here, to a degree, he even had in mind the wrong carbon, because he's not thinking Reuven's carbon, which is the carbon that he's bringing, but instead he's thinking Shimon's carbon. Again, he's not having in mind to bring Reuven's carbon for Shimon. He's having in mind that he's bringing Shimon's carbon, when in fact he's bringing Ruvain's carbon. So it was poshut to the Gemara that that's not going to be Shinui Bayra. The question is, maybe it's Shinui Kodesh. Perhaps having in mind Shimon's carbon when you're bringing Ruvain's carbon is like having in mind a Shlomim when you're bringing an Eidol. And that was the Machloikis. Toidlish is Shachtel Hashem Toidlis Chavir. Rabba Makshay, Rabba says it's kosher. Rav Chizda Mapsuva. Rav Chizda says it's possible. Rabba Makshay, Toidlis Hashem Toidlis Nishchata. It's not Shinui Bayra. The question is, should it be Shinui Kodesh? Shinui Kodesh would be if you brought the carbon Toidlis Hashem at different carbon, oil the same shlomim, like Rashi speaks out right in the beginning of the Masechta. But over here, you are bringing a taida. You had in mind you're bringing a taida. Rather, you're bringing Reuven's taida, and you had in mind Shimon's taida. That doesn't create a shinui kodesh. Chizda mapsula. Chizda says no. L'shum shlomim diday nishchata beino. When you bring a carbon, who the bala carbon is affects the shame of the carbon. So just like if somebody would bring a taida, Bishum, a different carbon, it would be possible. So too, if you bring Reuven's Toyota and you have in mind Shimon's Toyota, Reuven is as integral a part of the Shema carbon as his Toyota. So just like if you'd mess up on the Toyota part, it'd be Halacha possible, Kashavali Olu Lubayim L'Shem Chayva. So too, if you mess up on the Reuven part, you're going to have the same halacha. Thus, if a kohen brought Reuven's carbon, had in mind that it was bringing Shimon's carbon, it's going to be a krova shalei lishma. Amar Rabbi said, Rabbi that said, kashim, you know, I mean, the world time you learned to the price, b'sar zevach, toidas, shlomov, b'yoyim, hakrivoy, es zifchay. Abachan, your name, b'mishum, Rabbi Eliezer, boy, l'lami, you know what this pasuk is coming to teach me? The pasuk that says, b'sar zevach, toidas, shlomov, that toidas, shachto, l'shem, shlomim, k'shera, shlomim, shenishchatu, l'shem, toidas, psulim. We had this earlier in the Masechta, that a Toida is a subcategory in the world of Shlomim. Thus, we learn from here that if a Kohen had in mind Shlomim when he was bringing a carbon Toida, it's considered Lashma. If a Kohen had in mind Toida when he was bringing a Shlomim, it's considered Shalai Lashma. Because Toida is a subcategory of Shlomim, thus you can think parent company, so to speak. You can think Shlomim while you're bringing a Toida, but you can't think Shlomim. You can't think Toida while you're bringing a Shlomim, because a Shlomim is not a subcategory of a carbon Toida. My hefesh bein zu lezu, Toida kriya Shlomim, and Shlomim kriya Toida. Says the Gemara, Shlomim l'shem Toida psu. So Rabbi said, it sounds like from here, that if somebody brings a carbon Shlomim and he has in mind Toida, it's going to be possible, because not all Shlomims are Toidas. All Toidas are Shlomims, but not all Shlomims are Toidas. Ha Toida l'shem Toida k'sher. But it sounds like at the same time, that if somebody would bring a Toida and he would have in mind a Toida, at that point, it would be kosher, obviously. That's a very obvious thing. But my love, Rabbi took it a step further. The Chavrei, doesn't it mean that even if the Toida L'Shem Toida was somebody else's Toida, even if the Kohen was bringing Reuven's Toida and he had in mind Shimon's Toida, even then it's going to be kosher? It sounds like from the Braisa, the only time a Toida is going to be a problem, if it was, or a Shlomim is going to be a problem, if it's where Shlomim L'Shem Toida. But Toida L'Shem Toida is always going to be kosher. And Toida L'Shem Toida is going to be kosher even if it's somebody else's Toida. But the Gemara says, Loi, Didei, it's not Muchach that the Diak is a real Diak. If you look in the Briska Shirim, they're very bothered with what Havamin of this Diak even was. If you go through the Gemara, well, Pshatava, it's very, very straight to understand what the Gemara's Havamin was. But either way, the Gemara says, no, it's not a Diak. That the only time Toida L'Shem Toida is going to be kosher is if it's Didei. If the person that the Kohen had in mind was the same person, meaning he's bringing Reuven's Toida L'Shem Reuven's Toida. But if it's Reuven L'Shem Shimon, it could be, like Rav Chizda said, in fact, it's going to be possible. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, Abu L'Chavrei Mai Psula, meaning you're going to tell me that Toida L'Shem Toida is going to be possible if it's somebody else's Toida. Adatani Shlomim L'Shem Toida Psula. Listen, Toida L'Shem Toida. So why, when the Braisa wants to tell me a case of Psula, does it have to say Shlomim L'Shem Toida? Why don't we stick within the world of Toida and say that it's possible that even Toida L'Shem Toida is going to be possible? How so? If you have in mind, while you're bringing Reuven's Toida, that really you're bringing Shimon's Toida. And if you would tell me that Toida L'Shem Toida is possible, shouldn't I know for sure Kolshkein Shlomim L'Shem Toida? So the Gemara says, no, what kind of Kolshkein is that? Shlomim L'Shem Toida, Didei Itzterichlei. I still need the Braisa to tell me Shlomim L'Shem Toida, because I would have thought that me the Toida Kriya Shlomim, Shlomim Ami Kriyim Toida. V'chishachelu L'Shem Toida, L'chsheru. Meaning, I need to know that Shlomim L'Shem Toida is going to be possible, even though this same person that has a chiyuv to bring a Toida also has a chiyuv to bring a Shlomim. So it's the same person. The whole issue was Shlomim and Toida. So I need to know that despite the fact that Toida is Kriya Shlomim, but Shlomim is not Kriya Toida, thus it's not going to be possible. Kamash Malanz, meaning there's two separate chidushim that are being discussed. Our sugya we were discussing where Kayan brings a Toida L'Shem Toida. But instead of having in mind Reuven's Torah, he had in mind Shimon's Torah. And the question is that a Shinui Kodesh or is that not a Shinui Kodesh? That's Machlokes Rabbi and Rav Chisda. Rabbi had a Havamin at the Shtalt to a Braisa that was discussing a completely different halacha. It was discussing a classic Shinui Kodesh. Not this Shiloh, whether the Balak Korban gets into the definition of the carbon to impact the laws of Shinui Kodesh. But a very, very straightforward halacha, where somebody was bringing a carbon toid and he had in mind shlomim, or somebody was bringing a carbon shlomim and he had in mind toid. Is that Shinui Kodesh or is it not Shinui Kodesh? So that's what the Gemara says, that toid is ikri shlomim, shlomim is like ikri toid. Thus, if you're bringing a toid, you have in mind shlomim, it's kosher. If you're bringing a shlomim, you have in mind toid, it's going to be a apostle. You want to make the yukim that in that brisa we should have talked about one person's taida l'shem somebody else, that's not what the price is discussing. It's two completely different discussions. Bottom line is, if a kohen brings a taida has in mind shlomim, it's kosher. If a kohen brings a shlomim has in mind taida, it's kosher v'lei olu l'bang l'shem chayva, what the Gemara in this sugya calls pasul. If a kohen brings Reuven's taida when Shimon is also chayva taida, and instead of having in mind that he's bringing Reuven's taida, he has in mind that he's bringing Shimon's taida, that's machlokes Rabbi and Rav Chisda. Next Gemara. Either way, the Gemara now is going to bring a smorgasbord of ideas, all related to Shaloi Bashma, some of which we've had already, all in the name of Rav. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rav, Chatos, Sheshachto, V'shem Chatos, Ksheiro, V'shem Oilo, Psula, Akoyen, did the Avoidus Adam of a carbon Chatos, Shaloi Bashma. So Chatos, Shaloi Bashma, we know is Pas. It's one of the two carbonos where Shaloi Bashma is not just loy olu l'bayim l'shem chayva, where it's even going to be possible. So Rav is talking about the most chomer case. He's talking even about a karmen chatas. The kohen brought the karmen chatas l'shem chatas. What did he do wrong if it was l'shem chatas? What happened was the kohen had in mind the wrong type of chatas. So there are many different sibois why a person could have a chiv to bring a karmen chatas, and the kohen had in mind chatas. So there wasn't a shini kodesh in the sense that he had in mind the right suga carbon. The problem is he had in mind the wrong type of chatas. Says Rava, chatos is shachto l'shem chatos is going to be kosher. L'shem oila, that's when it's going to be possible. My time, v'shachat oisol l'chatos, amir rachmano, v'hari chatos l'shem chatos. The criteria of the din l'shma v'chatos is v'shachat oisol l'chatos. That's all it says. It doesn't say you have to have in mind which chatos it is. Chatos chelev, chatos dam, chatos yoledes, chatos that the nasi brings, chatos that the koy mashiach brings. It doesn't say that. It just says chatos l'shem chatos. No, so it's chatos l'shem chatos, it's going to be kosher. Nishchato l'shem oila obviously is going to be possible. That's the first halacha that Rava said. We've had that already. V'amar Rava, another halacha that we've seen already. Chatos shachat al misha mechuyev chatos psula, al misha mechuyev oila ksheira. So the first halacha was regarding shini kodesh. The second halacha is regarding shini bailim. With regards to shini bailim, it's just the opposite as it is shini kodesh. In fact, the lashon haGemara in Daf Gimel Amud Beis was v'rami shini kodesh hashini bailim. Says Rava, when it comes to shini bailim, over there it's just the opposite. If somebody is mafresh achatos, and the kohen has a machsheva shaloi l'shma of shinui bailim, if that other person that he had in mind, Shimon, an artzir, was also chayev a carbon, he was also chayev the same carbon, he was chayev achatos, so then we say it's a machsheva shaloi l'shma. Chatos sheshachta al misha mechuyev chatos, that's going to be possible. But al misha mechuyev oil is going to be kosher. My time, a very important halacha, vechiper olav, Allah v'loya chaveroi, that's the makar tashinu b'aylam, chaveru dumidide, b'mechuyiv kapara kemoisai, that the only time it's considered a machshava shaloi l'shma of shinu b'aylam is demina machrivba. It has to be that you had in mind someone that had the same chi of carbon as the carbon you're bringing there. So if Reuven was mafresh achatas, because he was mechuyiv chatas, Shimon was also a mafresh achatas, because he was mechuyiv chatas, then if the kohen has in mind that Shimon should be neschaper Reuven's chatas, as opposed to Reuven being neschaper, then it's a shinui bailam. But if Shimon was never mechal Shabbos b'shoigig, he's a upkehit in a yid, he has no chi of chatas, then the halach is going to be that the shinui bailam, that person who's not chai of this carbon should be neschaper, is not considered a chatas. So where do you see the diametric opposite svaras between shinui kodesh and shinui bailam? Shinui kodesh, chatas l'shem chatas is kosher. Chatos l'shem oila is pasul. Shinui bailam chatos sheshacht al misha mechuyev chatos is dafka when it's pasul. Al misha mechuyev oila is in fact going to be kosher. Amar Rava, Rava said a halacha that the Gemara is going to say in a minute contradicts the Gemara that we just said. So if you're thinking the stira, hold the thought. Gemara is going to ask the kasha. Amar Rava, chatos sheshacht al misha mechuyev klum psula. If somebody brought a carbon chatos a koyet and he had in mind someone that, as far as we know, is not chayev any carbonos in the world, the halacha is possible. Why? Because there's no person in the world who can honestly say that he never was mevatel a mitzvah saseh. The pasuk says, "Kein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh toiv v'lo yechter." B'chaim v'lozhen nefesh ha'chaim says that he heard from the Vilna Gaon. He says in his Pirush HaMishlei, does the Gra, that chet is miloshen chisaron. Whenever you find the loshen chet, it's miloshen chisaron. Kein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh toiv v'lo yechter. There's no person in the world that never didn't do something that he was supposed to do. Ein lecha adam b'Yisrael she'ene mechuyev aseh, that doesn't need kapara for being mat mevatel a mitzvah saseh. Okay, v'amar Rava, and Rava said chatas bechaper aslachav yaseh, that even though chatas wasn't brought for someone that was mevatel and aseh, when did you bring a carbon chatas? Hayrius 101. Someone that didn't aver b'shoyig shesdain a karis. But at the same time, once a person brings a carbon chatas, he gets kapara for his aseh. And he said to mikal v'chaymer alchayv krisus mechaperes alchayv aseh like kolshkein se muzdach zayin, because madach a chatas has an ability to be mechaper for chayv krisus b'shoyig. Certainly, it should be able to be mechaper for chayv aseh. So says Rava, back of the envelope arithmetic. I know two facts. I know, number one, there isn't a person in the world that's mechuyev aseh. Fact number one. Fact number two, I know that a chatas, if it's mechaper on chayvei krisus b'shoyig, it certainly has to be mechaper on chayvei aseh. That means a chatas is mechaper and aseh. It also means that there isn't a person in the world that technically doesn't have a shaychus to a carbon chatas. So said Rava, we know the halach of shinei ba'ilim. Shinei ba'ilim is only if the machshava shaloi l'shma was for someone that has a chiyuv to bring this carbon that the kohen was being makrif. If it's a carbon chatas, it doesn't matter who the person he had in mind was. A kohen that does the avoid of a carbon chatos, and he has in mind Chaim Yankel, without having one piece of information of who Chaim Yankel is, the halacha is the carbon is going to be pasul. Isn't there a halacha of chaveiro dumi didei? So don't we have to do a little bit of diligence to find out whether Chaim Yankel is chayev chatos? He's for sure chayev, because eilecha adam biyisrael shechayev aseh. And we know chatos is mechaper faseh. So there isn't a yid in the world that isn't shayech to this carbon chatas. Freak the Gemara. It sounds great. But Vama Rava, Rava said 9 seconds ago, chatas shachta misha mechuyev chatas psula misha mechuyev oilug sheira. Didn't Rava himself say? The previous member of Rava was, a chatas al misha mechuyev chatas is possible. But a chatas al misha mechuyev oilug is in fact kosher. Why? Because chaveiro domi didei. What do you mean? This person that's chayev oilug is a person. And we said, eilug chadu b'yisrael, sheinu mechayev aseh. Zok the Gemara. The Gemara invokes this same two dinim that we had in yesterday's daf. Mikiva loy mechapra, but mikufya mechapra. You have to say that there's two levels in kapara. There's one level of kapara, of ikar kapara, and then there's like a peripheral kapara, where somebody brings a carbon, he gets kapara, but he doesn't get the ikar kapara. When we say that a chatos is mechapra faaseh, it's not the mikiva mechapra, it's not the ikar kapara. The ikar kapara faaseh, that comes from an oil. That doesn't come from a chatos. When we say it gets kapara, what it means is mikufya kapara. It gets only a little bit of kapara. So what? So this is where the lumnus kicks in. Ayin Rashi. And that is that an ordinary person that a kohen had in mind when he was bringing the carbon chatas, that the chatas should be mechaper for that person, then we say it's going to be mechaper. The reason Rava said chatas shachta misha oilek sheira is because we're not talking about a regular person. We're talking about a person that's chayev oilek. Okay, so why should it be worse? At the end of the day, it's chayev aseh. The Teretz is because the thing that this person is chayev in oilek, he's going to be mafresh in oilek. It could be he already was mafresh to oilek, but he's definitely oimed to bring a carbon oilek. When he brings a carbon oilek, he's going to get his ikar kapara through the carbon oil. Being that he's going to get his ikar kapara from the carbon oil, so now we say already that he's not so shaykh to the chatas. Why are you shaykh to the chatas? Because, when you bring a car, if you would bring a carbon chatas, now you would get kapara. Yeah, anyways, bringing the carbon oil. And when you bring the carbon oil, you're going to get the mikiva mechapra. Through the chatas, you would only get the mikufya mechapra. So we somehow say that, being that we know the future, and we know that you're chayv to bring a carbon oila, you're going to bring a carbon oila, so you're going to get kapara through the oila, the real kapara through the oila. We now look at you as if you don't have so much shaychas to the chatas anymore. It's dafka an ordinary person. An ordinary person that was never mafresh an oila. That person is definitely chayv aseh. As far as we know, we don't have a crystal ball to look into. Since he's talking, he's never going to bring a carbon oil. So epis hakapara he needs. So now we make him somewhat shaykh to the chatas. So we look at him as Chaver Redum Yedidei, thus Machshava, Shaloi Lashma of Shinu Bayon with regards to the Karban Chatos, is going to be Mechaper. So, Enechanami, Rava said Chatos Yeshachta al Misha Mechuyav Oilo Kshera, because that's not Chaver Redum Yedidei. And Rava said Chatos Yeshachta al Misha Eina Mechuyav Klum Psula, Shein Lechadim Yisrael. So, it doesn't make sense. If the Svar of why Shacht al Mi, Shein Mechuyav Klum is possible, is Shein Lechadim Yisrael, so that person that's Chayav Oilo is also included in the Ein Lechadim Yisrael. So, why is he Kasher? He should also be possible. The Teretz is a chiluk between someone that's not chayiv in oila and someone that's chayiv in oila. Someone that's not chayiv in oila, so as far as we know, he's not going to get the ikka kapara for us, eh? So that's why we give him the kapara of the chatos, so we say that he's shayich to the kapara of chatos. Thus, it's chaveri dumi today with regards to the halachas of shinu ba'il. But someone that's chayiv oila, he's going to get the ikka kapara through the oila. What kind of kapara was he getting through the chatos? The mikufya mechapra. It's anyways not ikka kapara. It's irrelevant almost, because he's going to get the, once you get the mikivya, you don't need the mikufya. So we look at him now as not so shayach to the chatos. Again, in Lomdis, you have to really work this through. But the svara is hafla. Either way, I am Rashi on the top of the omid. Next gemara. V'amar rav, oilu sheshachta shaloy l'shma. If someone shechts a carbon oilu shaloy l'shma, also lizrek dama shaloy l'shma. Don't say that just because you messed up on the carbon and the shechita was done shaloy l'shma, so maybe you could do the kabbalah hilachas rika shaloy l'shma. You can't do that. How do we know that? The gemara was medayikin from the first line in the Mishnah. Kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shaloy l'shma n'ksheirin ela shaloy olu l'bayim l'shem chayv. The gemara asked the kasha, why did it say Ella? Isn't that an extra word? It could have just said Viloy Alu Bail Lashem Khaver. Rashi says, Psochim Daf Gimelamed Beis, La'olam Yeshana Adam L'Tamilah V'Derech Ktsara. Why are we adding a word? No reason to add a word. So the Gemara said, Ella is coming to teach me that the only paslus of this carbon is that it's Alu Bail Lashem Khaver. But as it relates to every other halacha, it's still viewed as a kasher oila. L'may nafkamida, what was the example that the Gemara gave? This example right here. That just because you did one of the avodah shaloi l'shma doesn't mean you can continue to do it shaloi l'shma. And what was the makar? So the Gemara repeats what it said in that base amad aleph. Iba yisei makro, iba yisei masvar, iba yisei makro, moises vasech atishmar, v'goymer. What's the v'goymer? We know the v'goymer. Neder, nedava, if it's not. Meaning every time you do an avodah shaloi l'shma, we look at the carbon as if it's a nedav. A nedav, you're not allowed to bring shaloi l'shma. Iba yisei mesvara, mishum deshani ba v'chulu. Why? What's the v'chulu? The v'chulu is, just because you messed up on one avodah, doesn't give you a right to necessarily mess up on the avodah, other avodahs. Kidresh pirka, the Gemara in fact references that base. We had this already. Either way, vayitav amarava, oyla habola achar misa, shachta b'shinu kodesh psula. If yorshim are bringing the carbon oyla, that their father was mafresh. This was one of the main topics of yesterday's daf. One of the very many main topics of yesterday's daf. So a man was mafresh a carbon oil, he died. Taloch is the yarshim have a chiyuv to bring the carbon. So said Rava, if the koyen brought this carbon that the yarshim are bringing, b'shinu kodesh psula. So if at the time that the koyen was makriv the oil, he had in mind shlomim, the carbon is going to be possible. B'shinu bailim, if he had in mind shinu bailim, Kshera, in that case, it's going to be kosher. Why? De'im bailam la'achar misa. Rava said, it's very simple. Do the math. There's no bailam la'achar misa. Who's the bala carbon after the bala carbon? Who's the bala carbon? It's the man that died. The man that died isn't alive anymore. Being that he's not alive anymore, it doesn't pass anymore as shinu bailam. So shinu kodesh, yeah, at the end of the day, we're bringing an oiler right now. But shinu bailam, we don't. Thus, Rava said that such a carbon that the Yarshima bring, la'achar misas aviyem, you have the halach of shinu kodesh, but you don't have the halach of shinu bailam. Rav Pinchas b'rei Rav Ami Amar, yesh bailam la'achar misa. No, it's not true. There is bailam la'achar misa. Who's the bailam? The Yarshim are the Bailim. And being that the Yarshim are the Bailim, it's a regular carbon essentially. Rather, the Yarshim did from their father. But right now, they're the Bala carbon. If they're the Bala carbon right now, there's no reason you shouldn't have the halacha of Shinuban. Oh, the Rav Ashi, Rav Pinchas Breid Rav Mori, Tafke Kom Amar, Yesh Bailim Lachamisa. When you Rav Pinchas Breid Rav Ami said, Yesh Bailim Lachamisa, what did you mean? You meant to say that the Yorish is the Bala carbon? In the sense, here's the punchline, that they now have a chiv to bring this carbon? If the Kohen did the Avodah Shaloi L'Shma, being that it's like Olu L'Bailim L'Shem Chayva U'Boi L'Asuya Oila Achriti, now they're going to have a Chiv to bring another carbon oil? Oy Dilma, no, that's not what we mean. We mean that the Yarshim are the Bali HaKarbon in the sense the I'iko Kama Asei Gabei Mechaper. They're the Bali HaKarbon that they're going to get the Kapor, they're going to get the benefits of this carbon oil. But not that the Bali HaKarbon that they have a Chiv to bring this carbon. Avad Benish. So if the Avoida was done, like in Rava's case, Shaloi L'Shma, you're not going to say, now the Yarshim should have to go and bring another carbon. Amalei,
So what did Rav Pinchas Rei Ravami say? Dafka Karmina. No. I meant this very, very literally. The Yorshim are the Balei HaKarben. So Rav Pinchas Rei Ravami said that who are the Balei HaKarben when you have a Karben that the Yorshim are bring because of their father? The children are. It's for that reason, number one, you're going to have Shinui Bailim, because the Bailim are alive. And number two, if it was Taka brought with a Machshav HaShaloi L'Shem of Shinu Kodesh HaShinu Bailim, even though it's an Oila, but it's Lo'i Olu L'Bailim L'Shem Chayva, and the Bali HaKarben, like in a classic Oila, are going to have to go and replace the carbon. Thus, they're going to have a Chiv to go now and bring a new carbon. Karen Eir speaks out that the Maskona of Rav Pinchas Brei Ravami doesn't stim with what we had in yesterday's daf. Because in yesterday's daf, the first 20 minutes or so discussed this shayla, that if somebody was makrish a carbon, he dies, the yarshim are going now, and they're bringing the carbon. So who do we look at as the bala carbon? And that was the first time the Gemara said this svara, mikiva loy mechapra, mikufya mechapra. The Gemara made this spalt, this two dinim in kapara, that the ikar beneficiary of the carbon is the father that died. The children are the mikufya mechapra. They get some sort of secondary type kapara. It's for that reason, if it was a carbon mincha, for example, if a man was mafresh a mincha, then he died, his two sons could bring the carbon mincha. Isn't there a halacha? You can't bring a mincha shal shutvin, nefesh ki sakriv, you can't bring shal shutvin. The teretz is that who is the mekiva mechapra, who is the ikr mechapra? It's the man that died. The man that died is a nefesh. He's one person. So it's for that reason we could be mechaper. But at the same time, the yarshim could do tmura. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say meskaper oisa tmura? The Teretz says, yeah, they are considered a meskaper because mikuf ya mechaper. But what was the maskana of the Gemara daf hei amid beis on daf vav amid aleph? The maskana of the Gemara was that really the mace and the yarshim are both mechatonim. They're both balabatim over here on this carbon. The ikr bailim on the carbon is the mace. It's mikufya mechaper that the yarshim get. Pinchas Brei Ravami clearly doesn't hold that way. Pinchas Brei Ravami holds that the bala carbon is the yarshim. If all the yarshim have is a mikufya mechaper, then you can't tell me that if the yarshim brought the carbon and it was brought shalei l'shma, thus it's like alu l'bailim l'shem chayv, and now the yarshim should have to shtautzu another carbon. If you have a chiv to bring a carbon, yeah, they, what's their, the teretz is the yerusha somehow gives them not just a chiv to be makriv the carbon, but it makes them the Baal HaKarben. Just like if somebody yarshins money, so he now becomes the owner of the money. We transfer title. That's what happens. So to hear the title of the carbon transfers from the mesh onto the yarshin. This is real lumdish stuff. Either way, the next halacha from Rav Amar Rav. What's that?
Why is that Shinu Bailim?
No, that's why, according to Rav Pinchas Brei Ravami, it is Shinu Bailim. I mean, it's Shinu Bailim if the Kohen was bringing the yarshim's carbon, but instead of having in mind the Yairu, she had in mind somebody else. That's when it's Shinu Bailim. Even though we've been saying throughout the beginning of the Sechta that an Oila is Mechaper. It's Mechaper for Aseh. Stating that, says Rava, the way the Oila works is a little different than the way a Chatas and an Oshan is Mechaper. So Chatas is Mechaper for Averis, Shez Doine Karis, when Averis was not Meshoikig. Asham is mechaper, the chomish asham is for the five things that the Torah says it's mechaper for. Anoil is also mechaper. Anoil is mechaper for aseh. By the way, Rashi, we didn't speak out to Rashi at the time, but Rashi in the Afayim days, and Rashi in Parshas Vayikra says that not only is oyma mechaper for aseh, but it's also mechaper for lois aseh shenitik laseh. So anytime a person's over a lav and there's no malchus, that's treated like an aseh, there too the oyla is going to be mechaper. But either way, an oyla is mechaper. But Rava said that the way the oyla is mechaper works very differently. In fact, you know what the oyla is? It's a gift. It's a present that a person gives Hashem for accepting his carbon, as we'll see in a moment, and for giving him kapar. Zok the Gemara, hechidami. Wow. Rava said, how do I know that? Very simple. Because ida leka tshuva, if you're going to tell me that this person that's bringing the carbon oil, that we're saying is going to get kapara for aseh, didn't do tshuva, there's no way then that the oil is going to be mechaper if he himself didn't do tshuva. Because zevach rasham teyeva. Hashem doesn't like the karbonos of someone that's a Rasha. So this person who was Mevatel and Aseh is a Rasha. And being that he's a Rasha, L'chur is Zevach Hashem Te'eva. V'id ikit tshuva. And if you're going to tell me that he did do tshuva, that he doesn't need the karbon. Ha'tayin we learned to the Brayso, Avraham mitzvah Aseh v'shav. If a person's over an Aseh and then he does tshuva, L'izaz mitzvah machal meichel loy. He doesn't need the karbon. Some amon of shach. What exactly is the oil doing? Said Rav, I don't understand. I can't figure this out. If he didn't do tshuva, so you're telling me the oil is going to be mechaper in lieu of tshuva. Doesn't work that way. Zevach Risham Tayev. Elamai, you're going to tell me it works in conjunction with tshuva. Avadi did tshuva, but tshuva is not enough. You also have to do an oila. That's not true. Because being that oil is mechaper for aseh, when it comes to aseh, the rule is, avra al mitzvah aseh v'shav, lo yizaz misham ad shemoichlein. Meaning, you didn't have this problem with a chatos and an asham. A chatos is mechaper on chayvi krisis. So you know, chayvi krisis, you have to do tshuva. Yeah, it's true. The Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos tshuva, all people that brought karbanos had to do tshuva before they brought the carbon. Right? That's the famous Rambam, right in the beginning of Hilchos tshuva. Perek aleph, halacha aleph. Malkus, the Rambam says, misas bezdin, karbanos, any oinish, haksuva batoira. That's mechaper, was only mechaper together with tshuva. But there, the Rava had no issues because Rava understood that a chatas, being that it's so chamor, it's chayvei krisis, the tshuva alone is not enough. You have to do tshuva in addition to the tshuva. You have to bring a carbon chatas. You have to do tshuva in addition to the tshuva. You have to bring a carbon ashem. But oil is mechaper and aseh. And when it comes to aseh, we know over al mitzvahs aseh v'shav lo yizaz mishamat shal moichem loy. So I have a mefurish b'raisa that says you don't need more than tshuva, and you can't bring a carbon without tshuva. Because that's Zevach Rosham Teyevas. It said, Rava, what exactly is the carbon doing? Elish Mami, not Dairinu. So Rava said, you know what it probably is? We're talking about a Yid who was over in Aseh. He comes to the Beis HaMikdash. He does tshuva on the Aseh that he did. He knows that his tshuva was Neskabel. He gives the Eivishta a gift. Here's a Matana. Here's a Dairin. I'm giving you a Matana. But the point is, it's related to the assay, it's a doyrin associated with the assay, but in and of itself is not the mechaper. Tanya Nami Hochi Amr Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said the same thing. Chatas lama ba freaking more lechaper. What do you mean? We know why a chatas is well. Lama ba lefnei oila. Anytime a person had to bring a chatas and an oila, he would bring the chatas before the oila, which really is a little bit of a chiddush because the oila is more kaddish than the chatas, and there's a whole mission at the end of the Masechta Perakol HaTadar. We know. That everybody knows. That's why if you're benching a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you say Ritzeh, then you say Yalav Yavar. Because Shabbos is Toder, Rosh Chodesh is Einoi Toder. Toder V'she'enei Toder, Toder Koidem. If it's Shabbos Chanukah, Alan Nisim is the third thing that you say. Toder V'she'enei Toder, Toder is always Koidem. But there's also a rule called Amakudesh Mechaveru Koidem Lechaveru. Anytime one thing is more Kaddish than the other thing, so the thing that's more Kaddish is always a thing that you do first. The Gemara Klar is a Shailov. One thing is Toder, one thing is Mekudesh. Right, which one do you do first? But the bottom line is there's a rule of Mekudesh. Based on that, l'chur, you should for sure bring the oila before you bring the chatas. Number one, it's mekudesh. The oila is kulei kala. The chatas is not kulei kala. It's also tada. They used to bring carbon oil every day, twice. Carbon oil sibur. L'chur, the oila was more tada than the chatas as well. Either way, Reb Shimon Baruch said it's not the case. Reb Shimon said that the chatas comes before the oila. Why? He was bothered. It's good kasha. Why? The reason is because if you understand what the chatas does and you understand what the oila does, it makes perfect sense because it's doima to a praklet shenichnas. The praklet, he's the advocate, he's the lobbyist, he's the lawyer. He goes, he meets the judge, and he works it out on behalf of his client. Reads the praklet. After the praklet did his job, nichnas doir nachrav. Then you give him a gift. But the point is that the chatas is the praklet, the oila is the doirin. Tanya nami hachi to Rava's idea that even though we keep on saying that an oila is mechaper, but when we say an oila is mechaper, it's more mechaper as a doirin. It's not mechaper in the pure generic sense. So this was something we spoke at a few times this week, and that is that chatas is baal chet, asham is baal chet, oila is never baal chet, and then we're learning gemara after gemara after gemara that oila is mechaper. It's mechaper for us. So what's going on over here? A chatas and an asham are unique. Right in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says that not only is a chatas and a pesach shloi lishma apostle, and ashram is also apostle. And he explained himself. Chatas is baal chet, ashram is baal chet. Meaning, no other carbon is baal chet. So carbonists that are baal chet are going to be apostle. How does it reconcile with all these gemaras that an oil is baal chet? The teretz is Rava. Rava said it's true that oil is baal chet, but it works a little bit differently. It impacts the kapara situation differently than a chatas and an ashram on the chaprin. You can't mek ois the avera without the chatas, without the ashram. Tshuva alone is not enough. By an oila, the tshuva is really what's mechaper. What is the oila? It's a dairin. It's related to your kapara, but in and of itself is not the mechaper. It's interesting, we're not going to get into this morning, but just the maramakim, and that is that the Ramban in this Pirush al Torah, right in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, brings a medrash. Tony Reb Shim Bayichai, Eina Oila Ba El Al Hirhure Yaveris Alev. This is something you've probably heard many times over the years. An oila is mechaper on Hirhure Yalev. A person has a machshava zara, a bad machshava to do an avera. So even though HaKadosh Baruch was not mitzaref l'maisa, but a person still needs kapara, even for a machshava to do an avera. What is oila mechaper for? Reb Shim Bayichai said it's mechaper for Hirhure Avera. Amar Rab Levi, Mikra Malehu. I know from a pasuk in Yecheskel, it says, V'ha oila al ruchachem. So Reb Levi made a play on words. Ha'oila? You know what the oila is mechaper for? Al ruchachem. Ruchachem. Things that you think about. But the bottom line is, so we have oila being mechaper for aseh. We have oila, this Medrash that the Ramban brings, being mechaper for her hurei avera, but at the same time, we also have an idea that it was not a mechaper at all. How do you reconcile it? Teretz is what Rava just said. Oila is doyin. So we now have concluded the first part of the Mishnah, and that is kolas vachem chenizbuchu shaloi l'shman k'sherin el shaloi alu l'bayim l'shem chayva. So we turn our attention, same topic, but to the second part of the Mishnah. Chutz. On the second line now, v'na Pesach v'achatas. The Pesach and Chatas are exceptions to the rule. Those are two examples of karbonos that are not kosher v'lei olu l'bayim l'shem chayva, but rather they're going to be pasul. Says the Gemara Pesach minol. And how do you know that a Pesach shalei l'shma is pasul? Again, not only loy olu l'bayim l'shem chayva, but that it's one of the notable exceptions. It's in fact pasul l'chsev. Says the Gemara. It's learned out from the following pasuk: Shomar es chaydesh ha'aviv v'asiso Pesach. What do we learn out from this pasuk? Shomar es chaydesh ha'aviv. Ibur Shana. Karti Ibur Shana is Shomer es Chodesh Aviv. You have to align the lunar year with the solar year. But either way, the Pasuk says, Ve'asisa Pesach. We need the second part of this Pasuk. So usually when you're quoting this Pasuk, you want the first part of this Pasuk. When you're learning Zvachim, you want the second part of the Pasuk. Ve'asisa Pesach. And what do we learn from there? She'yehu kol ha'siyosav l'shem Pesach. That all the asiyos, all the avodah sadam, the Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Ilach, and the Zrika all have to be done l'shem Pesach. So you see, there's a din l'shma by a carbon Pesach. Says the Gemara, Ashkechon shinu kodesh, shinu bailam minolon. Okay, you have a makar for shinu kodesh. That shiyu kol asiyos of l'shem Pesach. How do you know shinu bailam? How do you know that if I had a mind l'shem Pesach, I just had a mind l'shem somebody else's Pesach, even that's going to be an issue. There's another Pasuk. V'amartem, zevach Pesach u'l'ashem. Another Pasuk we're familiar with. And we learn from there, shetehe zvicha l'shem Pesach. The zvicha, which is the Shechita, has to be l'shem Pesach. Now, I just had a pasuk that taught me v'asiso Pesach that all the asiyos have to be l'shem Pesach. Why do I need another pasuk to tell me that the shechita should be l'shem Pesach? I don't need it for shinu kodesh, so I can invoke imenu inyan tenayu inyan. Thus, I have a makar for shinu bayim. Says the Gemara, Ashki chol mitzvah l'akim inol. Okay, so I have a makar that there's a chiyuv l'shma by a carbon Pesach, but I don't have a makar that it's pasul. Mechateis it should be pasul. Am makrov is a vachto Pesach l'Hashem elokecha. There's another pasuk, and that pasuk says. And which seems to say again that the shechit of the carbon Pesach has to be l'shem Pesach. It's a second pasuk. Oh, the second pasuk tells me that it's ma'akiv, and that's based on a principle of shina hakosuv la'akiv b'kachim. Anytime in kachim, anytime in sefer vayikra, you find the halacha that the Torah says twice. You know what it means? Why the Torah repeated it? It's to teach me that it's ma'akev. So if it says something one time, it's l'mitzvah. Not always, but very often it's l'mitzvah. If the Torah said it a second time, then you have a principle of shina kosov l'akev. So in other words, what the Gemara is saying is, now I know that Karban Pesach, l'shma's ma'akev, because it doesn't just say it once, it says it twice. Oh, if it says it twice, it maybe looks good. Now, you're probably thinking a very obvious question. We had a pasuk in the beginning of the Masechta that was makish all the karbonos l'shlam. Zayisat Torah l'shlam. We were makish all the karbonos l'shlam. And by shlam we know there's a din l'shma. L'chura, that hekish that was makish oylin, asham, and chatos should work for Pesach as well. So l'chura, I already have a makar that Pesach shloi l'shma is pasul. If I already have a makar, all I then need is a second pasuk of l'shma, and then I'll know it's makish. Then I know it's going to be not just like alu l'bayim l'mashem chayiv, it's even going to be possible. Meaning, our Gemara is trying to find two mekayres. We're looking for two sources in the Torah to the din l'shma by a carbon Pesach. Because if I only have one, I know it's the katchila. If I have two, then I know that it's even possible. It's even going to be the evet. L'chura, the first one I had in Daf Dalet. That's the whole Zvachim Daf Dalet. Zvachim Daf Dalet is the mekar to the din l'shma. And the pasuk said, Ikish and Akas, we had a hekish of all the karbonos to the carbon shlamim. So just like an oyla has to be l'shma, Pesach has to be l'shma. So that is makar number one. Now, l'chura, as soon as I have a second makar, I'm done. Why do I need two makaris on Daf Zayin Amid Beis? Why can't I use one of the makaris on Daf Dalet Amid Beis? The Gemara is going to ask that kasha. Either way, says the Gemara, Maskef Rav Safra. So what was the second makar in this Gemara? The pasuk that says, V'zavachto Pesach l'Hashem alikecha. Freak the Gemara. Hai v'zavachto l'hachi v'da'as. Hai v'bayu leidach Rav Nachim. Nam Rav Nachim, Nam Rav Revu. Minayin, l'mayis to Pesach shu kariv shlomen. How do you know that if you have a leftover Pesach, you have to bring a shlomen? So how would you have a leftover Pesach? You were mafresh an extra Pesach. Somebody was mafresh a Pesach and then he lost it. So he was mafresh another one, and then he found the original one. So what do you do with it? The halacha is, it's karev shlom. You bring it as a karev shlom. How do you know that? Shenema, it's this pasuk. It says, v'zavach to Pesach l'Hashem alikecha, tzoynu bakar. And really, the pasuk is very shver. V'aloy ein Pesach ba elemen akvasim u'mino yisen. Pesach is not brought from bakar, rinder. It's brought from tzoin, shuf, right? That's what it's brought from. It has to be tzoin. It can't be bakar. So how could the pasuk say v'zavach the pasuk l'shem alukecha tzoin ubakar? I thought a carbon pesach has to be tzoin. Mikan, we learn from here lemoiser ha-pesach sheyeh le-dov rabam and atzim ha-bakar. It's coming to teach me halacha, not the carbon pesach, but a leftover carbon pesach. A carbon pesach that you don't have what to do with. So what do you do with it? You bring it for the carbon that's brought min atzayin u'ma'abakar. Umayni, which carbon is brought from tzayin u'ma'abakar? Shlomo. But the point is that this pasuk, I need to teach me a completely different halacha. It's not a second pasuk in the parsha of pesach shalei l'shma to teach me that it's going to be makad. Elam Rav Safra. Rav Safra said, you're right. V'zavachta pesach. The pasuk v'zavachta pesach. Look at Rav Nachman. It's coming to teach me Rav Nachman's halacha. What? Moiser pesach is shlok. Shomer is chodesh aviv. Is teaching me the mitzvah b'shini kodesh. That's the mitzvah. That's the l'katchila. That's the first makar that is a din shini kodesh. V'amartin zavach pesach b'shini baylam the mitzvah. That's teaching me shini baylam. And even though it means shini kodesh, it may not mean l'shini kodesh, nay in l'shini Bailam. But it says who? V'amartim zevach pesach who? You'll never say that pasuk again in the same way. V'amartim zevach pesach hu l'Hashem. There's so much kachem here. Who is la'akev bein hacha v'hacha? It's coming to teach me that shini kodesh and shini bailim. Don't try that at your next seder. Ar ma'akev. Freak the Gemara. V'ashkechon zvicha. Eat afi koimim before you do that. V'ashkechon zvicha. Shara voidis. Minolon. So freak the Gemara. Okay, very good. So we have over here a makar that Shinui Kodesh, all Dalet Avoides, are even Ma'akev. We also have a Makar, Shinui Bailim is Ma'akev. But Luchuri, the Makar we have for Shinui Bailim is only by Zvicha. The Makar for Shinui Kodesh is by all Dalet Avoides. How so? What was the Makar by Shinui Kodesh? Shomer es Chodesh Aviv ve'osiso Pesach. What does Vosiso mean? It doesn't mean Shechita, it doesn't mean Kabbal, it doesn't mean Alach, it doesn't mean Zrika. It means everything. All Dasiyos. So you have all Dasiyos, and then you have the magic word who. Who? You're done. So now you know it's even Ma'akev. By Shinui Bailin, it said, V'amartem Zevach Pesachu. Zevach means Shechita. So frek the Gemara, Ashkechon Zvicha by Shinui Bailin. Sharavoidus minolon. How do I know? Sharavoidus Shinui Bailin. So the Gemara says, Hoyo v'goli goli. Why should there be a difference between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailin? Rav Ashi says, Hoyo v'goli v'goli loyam rinon. Why? We had that already. We're on Daf Dalet. The Gemara said, because there's four chumras, two dafka, two lav dafka, and shini kodesh over shini bailim. So you can't tell me that once you see that all Dalet avoidas are ma'akiv in Pesach by shini kodesh, it means that they're all going to be ma'akiv by shini bailim. You don't say, hayo v'goli goli. Elo avoidas minol. How do you know all the other avoidas? Says the Gemara. Let's take a step back. Let's revisit the sugya now. Fresh. Really, it says, we have a pasuk that says that all the karbonos is a hukish to shlamin. It's interesting. The Gemara adds one piece here. The Tanya, if you think about it, the Gemara brought a hekish from the pasuk. What was the purpose of the hekish? All karbonos is a hukish to shlamin. Not all karbanos are mentioned in that pasuk, right? The pasuk doesn't mention all karbanos. It mentions the oil and the mincha, the chatos, the asham, the miluim, and the shlamin. There are karbanos that aren't mentioned. You know which karbanos aren't mentioned? A bechor, that's a carbon. Meiser behema was a carbon, and pesach. The Gemara is bavarning that right here. Says the Gemara, the Tanya, but there's a brisa that says b'yom tzavseis b'nei Yisrael ha'akav es karbonei. That pasuk is the very next pasuk after the pasuk of Zoyis HaTorah. The pasuk says b'yom tzavseis b'nei Yisrael, and it says karbonei. Karbonei seems to be extra in that pasuk. L'rabbi is b'charu ma'isru pesach, so that it could be included in the hekesh. So even the karbonos that I'm not mentioned in that pasuk really are mentioned in the pasuk. Yehuda Akos of l'shlom ma'shlom b'nei Shinu Kodesh b'nei Shinu Bailim b'inon l'mitzvah avkol b'nei Shinu Kodesh b'nei Shinu Bailim b'inon l'mitzvah. So then we could say we already have a hekesh, and we can take the hekesh a step further and say ma'shlom b'nei Zvicha b'nei Shara Avodas loychilakto b'hem l'mitzvah av pesach loytachlik b'nei Zvicha l'shara Avodas la'akev. So anyway, you can say that once I know that there's an idea of la'akev when it comes to a carbon pesach, lechilakto, it doesn't make sense to be mechalik, because now I can borrow the hekesh of shlomim and say that just like shlomim on the lekatchila level, there's no chilik between shini kodesh, shini bailim, any of the avodas. So too, when it comes to the carbon pesach on the leikuva level, the same is going to be true. So says the Gemara, if that's the case, elohu lamali. So what do I need who? Meaning, in the initial understanding of the sugya, who was coming to teach me? It's ma'akev. But now I don't need who to teach me ma'akev. Now I have a shina hakos of la'akev, right? Again, what's the shina hakos of la'akev? The ikim akar I have from shlomim and the hekesh. And now the additional makar that the Gemara brings in this sugya, that's the second makar that teaches me la'akiv. Now, in the initial understanding of the sugya, the word who was teaching me la'akiv. So, freak the Gemara just in cheshbin, just to work it all out. Elohu lamali says the Gemara kedetanya nemra bepesachu b'shchita la'akiv. Aval osham loy nemra boyhu elo la'achar aktaras imu. It says the word who by Karban Pesach. It also says the word who by Asham. But the placing of the word who by Asham is by Aktara Seymurim. And we learn that even though it says who, so I would be fooled into possibly thinking, misled, that maybe an Asham has to be brought Shalei Lishma, because doesn't who mean Lakev, that maybe there's a din, that the Lishma is Leikuva? The answer is no. How do I know the answer is no? I know it from the placement, and specifically the contrast of the placement of the word who by Karban Pesach to the placement of the word who as it relates to Karban Asham. By Karban Pesach, it says it by the Avodas. Over there, it's Ma'akiv. But by the Asham, it says it by the Aktaras Emurim. And who atzmo yishlei hukter emur of kosher? And if you're not makter emurim at all, it's going to be kosher. So certainly, you can't tell me Aktaras Emurim shalei lishma is going to be kosher. If the Aktaras Emurim themselves are not ma'akiv, how could the machshava of shalei lishma b'shasta aktaras emurim be ma'akiv? So you want to know why the Torah mentioned the word who by Pesach? There's no purpose for it in the laws of Karban Pesach. But I need the word who by Pesach to be able to contrast it with the word who that it says by Yashem. Because by Yashem it says who, and that's a very misleading word. It's misleading because it would make me think that maybe shalei lishma is ma'akiv when it comes to a Karban Asham. Kamash malon, that the Torah wrote the word who there by the Aktaras Emurim. Where did the Torah write the word who by Karban Pesach? The Torah wrote it by the Asiyos. They tell me that the Afka Pesach, where it's by the Asiyos, but the Asiyos themselves are ma'akiv, there the Lishma is going to be ma'akiv. But Asham, with Akhtar itself, is not ma'akiv. Over there, Shalei Lishma is not going to be ma'akiv either. Exhales. I just thought, just to speak out a little bit of rage, related to this week's parashas. So again, Torah that we've gone through this week that relates to this week's parasha. This week's parasha is Parashas Tazria Mitzrayim. The pasuk begins with Halachas of Yoledes. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimot. Adaber Bnei Yisrael Leimot. Isha Ki Tazria V'yol Da Zachar. If a woman has a baby, she gives birth to a Zachar. So what's the Halacha? V'toma Shivas Yomim. She's Tomei for 7 days. Says the Torah. U'bayoyim Hashmini. On the 8th day. Yimel B'sar Al-Asai. There's a mitzvah Saseh De'iraisa that the father of this child now needs to accomplish, and that is the mitzvah bris milah. I don't understand. Why did the Torah have to mention right here in Parshas Tazria the mitzvah of milah? Isn't the mitzvah of milah mentioned already at length in Parshas Lech Lecha when Hashem was mitzvah Avram Avinu for the first time? He gave him the ultimate bris milah. So you have all the dinim over there of bris milah. So why the Torah have to chazarov? It's true. We just mentioned a woman gave birth to a baby boy. 7 days the Torah told us a halacha about. She's tameh. You should know there's a halacha that relates to the 8th day as well. But Tzorech Bir, Tzorech Ladas asks Tzorech Chaim HaKadosh why the Torah had to chazarov the mitzvah of milah. Tzorech Chaim says a few mahalchim to try to say a pshat, but I was thinking, ulai, to say a thought, but the hektim, a little bit of a hakdama. That is, there's a Medrash Rabbah in Parashas Emor. The Medrash says, Om Rabbi Yitzchak, Mishpat Adam u'Mishpat Behema Shavim. The laws of an Adam and the laws of a Behema are similar. Mishpat Adam u'Bayei Mashmini Yimel B'sar Alasa. When it comes to a person, we're a baby boy is born, and there's a mitzvah of milah. The Torah says, "Be'yei mashmini imel b'sar alasa." You do the bris milah not before the baby is born, is 8 days old, but rather on the 8th day. U'mishpat behema, you have the same thing. U'be'yei mashmini v'hala yeiratza. Meaning, we know there's halacha that an animal can't be karev mechusar zman. It has to be of a certain age. Age matters when we talk about behemoths. So we'll get to those sugyas, but the age of animals, depending on what type of carbon it was. But there's one thing that's clear. That an animal has to be at least 8 days old. Before an animal is 8 days old, it's not right yet to be a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So said Rabbi Yitzchak, Hishva HaKasuv Mishpat Adam L'Mishpat Behema. Just like an Adam, Ubayay Mashmini Yima B'sar Alasai, so to a Behema, there's Halacha B'chusar's man, Ubayay Mashmini, the Hala Yeiratza, but before it's 8 days old, it's not going to be right. The Vilna Gaon is Beir Agron, Hilchas Milan, Simon Reish Samachay says, that you see from this Rabbi Yitzchak, a Dover Nifla. You see from here, says the Vilna Gaon, that when a father does Bris Mila for his son, he's not just being Mekayim, a mitzvah of the Yom Hashmini Yim Obsar Alasai, a mitzvah in the Torah, but he's being makriv a carbon LaKadosh Baruch Hu. This child right now is a carbon. And just like by a carbon, there's halacha mechusas man, ubiyei mashmini v'hala yeirati, he can't bring a carbon before the animal is less than 8 days old. He can't do bris milah on a baby before the baby is 8 days old. Because the baby is a carbon. So tutzacha b'carbon, though. There's a hakrava that's taking place. And that's the tifkeit, says the Vilna Goyen. And what Rabbi Yitzchak said, mishpat adam, mishpat behema shavin. It's not just, punk, there's halacha of 8 days here, there's halacha of 8 days here, let's make a gzeira shavin. That's not what Rabbi Yitzchak was saying. Rabbi Yitzchak was saying the tifkeit, says the Goyen. He was saying that when a father is mak son, libris mila, what he's doing is he's actually bringing him as a carbon. In Hilchas Mila, in Siman Reish Samechei, the Ramah says a halacha that we're all familiar with. The Ramah says, v'noyagin lahader achar mitzvah zu. He's talking about the mitzvah of sandikois, that there's a big inyan to be sandik. V'yofa koyach ha-sandik mikoyach ha-moyal. The role that the sandik plays in the bris mila is more chashev than the moyal. So you think, who's more chashev, the moyal or the sandik? The moil, it's a sifkot and shulchan aruch. And it's for that reason that if you have one aliyah to give and you have to choose between the moil and the sandik, you give it to the sandik. So why is the sandik so chashev? Says the Ramah, the chol sandik havi kemakta k'tayres. Because when someone's sandik, he's kemakta k'tayres. That's why the Ramah fears eyes. We all know this. L'chein noyagin shlo yitin shnei yoladon bal bris echad. You don't let one sandik be sandik for two children. K'damrinan gabi k'tayres chadashon le k'tayres. Because the k'tayres, one kohen wasn't supposed to ever do the k'tayres twice. Because the k'tayres was a school. Of Ashiras, we want everybody to be Gvir. So in that same vein, you have the same halacha that a person is not supposed to be sandik twice for one family. The reason is, it's a Ramah. Chadoshim the Ketiris, and like the Ramah says, the Chol Sandik, Havi Kamak Dikter, says the Vilna Goyen, it's not the Gro that I mentioned before, it's a different Gro. Says the Be'er Gro, Sifkot Memhei, Yerideya Simireish Samachei Hilchas Milo, that what's the Makar to this? That Yofa Koyach HaSandik, the Chol Sandik, Havi Kamak Dikteris, the Hudoy Mila Carbon, because Mila is like a carbon, and he brings a whole list of Mar Makarimus. Kamesh Mavur, Bezoira Kodesh Slave Parishes, Lechachot Sadik Dalit Beis, Haiman the Akri Vachulu, Visham, another Zoyer Sadik. K Aleph Pasach Idach VaOmar Mizbeach Adama UPirkid Rabbi Eliezer Sham UKamoyshe Kotzafti B'Sifyud Beis. So the Goyen has a whole regime of Mar Mekaymus to this idea that when a person is Machnes his son the Brisa Shel Avram Avinu, in addition to be Mekaym the second mitzvah in the Torah, the mitzvah of Mila, there's also a Krovas carbon that's taking place. The child is a carbon, and that's what Rabbi Yitzchak meant to Medrash Rabbah. That's why there's a halacha Ubiyei Mashmini Yim Abasar Alasai, because if he's going to be younger than that, you actually have a halacha of Mechusar Zman. This other Goyen that I had mentioned is a few sifkotans earlier. Mechaber says as follows: Avia ben oimed ala moyel lo hidiyash ushluchai. When somebody is machnes his son, the brisa shavram avino, so assuming he's not the moyel, but he's supposed to stand next to the moyel. Avia ben oimed ala moyel lo hidiyash ushluchai, to notify him that he's his shliach. The Gra says, what's the makar to this? He says the makar is a mishnah mesachtes tainis. Listen to this. The mishnah says we're all familiar with the mamadis. What were the mamadis? These were Yidden, Chashev Yidden, that were appointed as Shluchim to help the Hakrov of the Karban Tzibur. So the Mishnah explains it. Eluhim Amotis, Vishen Emar, the Pasuk says, Savas B'nei Yisrael V'yamart Alein, as Karban Ilachmi L'Ishai, Reach Nichoichi Tishmeru, L'Hakrov Li B'mayadai. The Pasuk says that when a person brings a Karban, Tishmeru, the Bala Karban has a Chiyuf to stand by the Karban and watch it. To make sure lahakrav li b'mayadi, that everything is playing itself out the way it's supposed to play out. So zok the mishnah v'chiheich karbonu shel adam kar. How could a person bring a carbon tzibur for ein yomid al gabav? He's not standing there. Every yid was a shutif in the carbon tzibur. So had you become a financial shutif, machzus hashekel. But how would you be mekayim the mitzvah of tishmeru lahakrav li b'mayadi? How do you do that? Skinu neviim arishayim esma bar mashmaris. So it's for that reason that neviim arishayim were mesakin that there should be shluchim v'akol mishmer hayomaimid, and that was the purpose of the Mamadais. They were the ones that were going to be Mekayim this din of Tishmeru Lahakrav Liba Mayadai. Shteita Ahalocha, says the Vilna Goyen. That when a person brings a carbon, he has to be standing by the carbon, says the Rab Goyen. That's the Makar to this Halacha. Avi HaBen Oymed Ala Moyel Loidiya Shluchoy. Listen to Lashoyne Azov Shal Agro. Shehamila Hu Dugmas Carbon. Kemoy Shem Mavur B'Medrash Rabba Parshas Emer Perichov Zayin. What does the guy mean? What we just said the guy means. That's the Gra. The Gra is saying that being that Milo is a carbon, and by a carbon there's a loch of Tishmeru lahakrav li b'mayadai, that the Bala carbon has to be standing next to the carbon. It's for that reason that you're going to have this halacha. So I'll tell you something very, very interesting. So the Bala carbon had to be standing next to the Kohen to make sure that everything was going to play itself out. So me'inyin le'inyin ba'isa inyin. Parshas Vayakel, where the Torah chazers over the Melechas HaMishkon. So it's Perek Lamed Ches, it's Pasuk Ches. Vayasas HaKir Nechoshes, Ve'eskanoi Nechoshes, the Kir, and its Kanoi was made out of copper. B'marois HaTzoivois HaShetzovu Pesach HaYomoyed. What was it made out of? It was made out of mirrors. The Tur, in his Pirush Al HaTorah, and the Panech Roz, it says the same thing. V'yesh Mefarsha, the Lekach Nasas HaKir Mimarois. You know why the Kir was made out of marois? L'fisha Koyin HaMakriv, Karbonah Shal Isha. Because a Kohen who's bringing the carbon of an Isha, he had to bring the Lashma. Every carbon had to be brought Lashma. Now, what does Lashma mean? It means the Kohen had to look at who the Bala carbon was to make sure that the carbon, to know who it is. It's Lashma, Shinu Ba'ilim. You have to know who you're dealing with. It's not enough to know what carbon you're bringing. You have to make sure there's a Shinu Ba'ilim. But the problem is, when you have a woman, also l'stakel b'fanel. V'lokach nasas akira k'moy mara. V'l isha imedes eitzel akira, u'mistakel es boy, u'v'akoyim mistakel b'kir, u'makira, u'makrif karbon olishma. So there's an idea that the bala carbon has to be next to the carbon. Tishmeru l'hakrif li'b'mayadri. That's the pretense of the mamodis. But there was also an idea that the bala carbon had to be involved. The bala carbon couldn't just send a shliach. I mean, you could. There are sugis in Shas where people send karbonos. But the point is that l'katchilo, the bala carbon has to be in the makam hamikdash. In fact, the kohen even has to look at the bala carbon to make sure that he knows who the bala carbon is. So like this, he's going to have in mind who that bala carbon. When it comes to an isha, we have an issue. So what did the kohen do? The kohen didn't look directly at the bala, the isha. The kohen would look at the kir. Through the reflection of the mirrors, the Maritz HaSoivis, he would see who the Bala carbon was. Oh, now you see the Bala carbon. Now you're able to go ahead and bring the carbon. If you remember, we've spoken out a few times that Rizal, Chsaluz and Achuva, brings from that Rizal, that the Rizal said that when a person used to bring a carbon, so the kohen would look at the Bala carbon, look at the Bala carbon's shteren, his forehead, be able to see the pnimius of the person, know exactly where he was poigim at the time that he did the Avera, so that he should have the proper kavanas to make sure that this person is going to get the kapar. And that Rizal spoke there, that what if it was a woman? Said he looked in the Maris HaTzoyv, said, Nechsaluza has all arichas, that what were we worried about? You worried about hirhurim? There's no hirhurim in Makom HaMikdash. We spoke at a Meshachachma, we actually spoke this out recently, at the end of Masech Tzavay Dizar. But the bottom line is, that it's a mefurish in the Rishayim. It's not just in the Mekubalim, it's mefurish in the Rishayim. The Tur says it, the Panech Rozo, I believe was one of the Bali Taisvah say, that you have the Rishayim already saying this. That the Maris HaTzoivis was necessary for when the Kohen had a look at an Isha who was a Balas Karban. But the bottom line is, we're saying over here, a Gevaldige Yisoid. We're saying a Yisoid that when a person is Mekayim Mitzvahs Mila, there's two dinim in Mila. There's the Mitzvah of Mila, the second Mitzvah of the Torah, like any other Mitzvah Tefillin, Mitzvah Krishma, Mitzvah Talmud Torah, Mitzvah Dalmin, and there's Mitzvah Mila. But Mitzvah Mila is also a Sifkotan in Torah's Kohanim. Mitzvah Mila is a Karban. There's a hakrova taking place. It's for that reason the sandik is if he's makdik teiris. It's for that reason ubiyoy mashmini. Because ubiyoy mashmini v'holi yeirotze. If the baby would be less than 8 days old, it would be mechus hazman. That's why the aviyah ben has to be standing next to the moil b'shas the carbon. Because there's a din like with a regular carbon, says the Vilna Gaon. Of tishmeru li lahakriv li b'mayade. If that's the case, maybe that's why it's mentioned in Parshas Tazria. You know why it's mentioned in Parshas Tazria? Because Parshas Tazria is teiris kainim. We're learning Sefer Vayikra. Vayikra, Tzav, Shmini, Tazria. This is Teres Kehanim. These are the laws of the Karbonos. In Parashas Lech Lecha, the Torah mentions it, Alts the Mitzvah. Avraham Avinu was the one that was in the Stab of the Mitzvah Mila. That's the place that the Torah wrote, Mitzvah Mila. Over here, we're chazering it over, not for the Mitzvah Mila Shabbai, for the Karbon Mila Shabbai. For the Anderid, and there's two Dinim in Mila. There's the Mitzvah, there's the Karbon. Alts the Mitzvah Shabbai. So that's mentioned in Parashas Lech Lecha. Alts the Karbon Shabbai. It's Efe Vayikra. Parashas Tazria. We're going to mention the Karbon of the Yoledes. You have all the Karbonos. All the karbonis that we've been talking about, we're going to mention this carbon here either. I just had a hergish, you know, we started the week with this idea of kol oisik b'teiras mincha, b'teiras chatos, Rashi in Bav Metzia, Daf Kuf Tes Amid Beis, the Gemara Menachas, Daf Kuf Yud, the Arichos, L'shoini Azov, Shal HaChofetz Chaim, that when a person learns Seder Kachin, it's as if he was makriv karbonis. We're ending the week on the same note. That you have another mitzvah that's as if you're bringing a carbon. The mitzvah of Mila is if you're bringing a carbon. So we're middle of counting Sfiras Omer. And after we finish Sfiras Omer, we say, Harachamon, Hu Yachzer Lanu, Avoidas Pes Hamikdash Lim Kaima, Bimher Biyamenu Amin Selas. I was thinking, what's Lim Kaima? Harachaman Uyachsalanu Avoidas Pes Hamikdash, Bimher Biyamenu. Harachaman Uyachsalanu Avoidas Pes Hamikdash Lim Kaima. The Teretz says, we have a lot of ways of being Mekayim da Avoida. Even Bisman Azeh, even in Galus, we can learn say the Kachim, like we're learning every morning. We can Kaim Mitzvila. There's other things that are Ki'ilu Hikrif Karban. But what we don't have is we don't have the Avoidas Pes Hamikdash Lim Kaima. We don't have the Avoidas Pes Hamikdash that had to be Dafka in the Makim HaMikdash. Either way, that's the tefillah. Harachamanu yachsulanu avoidas beis hamikdash l'mkoyma, the mayor of Yemenu amin salah.